Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
BT and Sal back on the fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. We're talking Nets and Pete Alonso. We're talking Jets and Aaron Rodgers. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. And right now, we're talking bets and the payoff for the perfect parlay pick segment. As I was this year's winner, remember last year, in case you missed it, where were you? Last year, Hoff won. He had us dress up as Goldust and Doink. BT, you finished second, so you chose Goldust. You put me in the clown suit and Doink, so we paid that off. Now I get to pick the two superstars that you will dress as, and then you obviously get to decide which one you want. You ready? You ready for your fate?
Yeah, I have a request.
Yeah, go ahead. Is there anybody you definitely don't want?
Well, I mean, I was going to ask you if I could pick my own, if we can kind of change up the rules a little bit here.
No. who would you have in mind?
Roddy Piper, somebody I like.
Yeah, something cool. Exactly. No, it's definitely not those guys.
I'm ready to do whatever it is, no matter how humiliating. Listen, personally, I think the worse it is, the better for the show. It's hysterical. Right. I'll do whatever I got to do.
But there are parameters. Like, a lot of people, I put this out on social media, they're saying, demolition, which would be great in theory, but we're not going to have that much skin exposed. Also, I'm not sure those costumes would get past HR. Like, I'm not trying to get fired. It is not, in fact, demolition. All right, ready? Former WWE superstar number one. Hit it.
I hated this guy.
Brother Love. Yes. Oh, yes.
I wanted to punch this guy right in the face. I couldn't stand this guy.
I hated it, but that made him so good.
Man. Was that Pritchard?
Yeah, Pritchard, right? Who's obviously done a great podcast, Something to Wrestle with Conrad Thompson, about all those old days. So one of you two.
If I remember the white suit, the red shirt, and the red face, and slick back hair.
Yeah,
right?
The glasses, it's a good costume.
Not terrible.
The red face paint,
All right. When I first heard the little instrument, I'm like, is that Hillbilly Jim? It sounded like a banjo.
I did think about Hillbilly Jim. I chose to go Brother Love, who was one of my favorites, instead.
Okay.
Now, that was my own. The second one I got from social media, a couple people mentioned it, that I was talking to other people, they mentioned it. It was enough, so I was like, okay, this is not a bad one. Not sure if you can remember the music. I'm not really that familiar with it. It happened just as I was starting to get out. You probably know the name.
Give me a year. Give me about.
I would say 90. I remember him and say 92, maybe 91, 92.
Early. Okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead, hit it.
Not hitting yet.
Yeah, you might not get it with the
music.
Is
it a manager or an actual wrestler?
No, an actual wrestler.
I don't know this one.
Papa Shango.
Oh, God. Papa Shango.
So you, my
first
friend.
First guess is,
you know,
that ain't going to be me.
Yeah.
That's my first instinct. Let me do a little Google here.
You, my friend,
here.
Will get to pick between Brother Love and Papa Shango. Now, Papa Shango You don't have to wear a wig for that one. You just have to put the little face paint on and the hat.
Papa Shango.
There's a lot there.
Here he is. Let's see. Well, the God. Well, wait. There's the Godfather.
No, no, yeah, the Godfather is another guy that he played.
Oh, this guy, right? This dude?
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, with the white face paint there.
I got to be honest, BT, you're very much a Papa Shango guy.
Well, yeah. Hoff doesn't want any part of Brother Love.
That's fantastic. Hoff has zero say. Now let me just take a look at Brother Love. I love you.
And last year you kind of went back and forth. You were thinking, maybe you'd be doing because you don't want to be gold dust.
Yeah.
Then you end up thinking, I don't want to be a clown. Of course, I'm forever a clown.
This guy's got glasses too. My God.
Brother Love?
Yeah, this is an easy decision, but I'm going to let him marry.
Really?
This is an easy decision. Easy decision.
Is it?
Yeah, I think for one of us, we're getting off pretty good. Hell yeah, man. It's not like you're asking me to be like adorable Adrian Adonis sit out there, my love handles exposed for the world. This is easy,
I kind of can't do that because we had that rule where, we may have to start, maybe next year, start opening up.
That's good enough. Next year, I'll punt till next year. Do whatever we want. Not worry about next year. Next year. I know who I'm already going to be.
Really?
Oh, no question. No question.
You want to announce it?
No, I'm going to wait till tomorrow.
Why? Let me know.
Because, you'll know when you need to know. I'm going to involve my people, just like Sal involved his people with taking solicitations as to who we should be.
Yes.
I'm going to play the same game and see what we come up with and then make the final verdict.
I'm surprised that you would think it's that easy because
I think it's simple.
I think of the two, like Papa Shango is the cooler costume of the two.
Now, was he a heel? He had to be a heel. No way, that was a good guy.
He had that whole thing with Ultimate Warrior. He made Warrior bleed or some black.
Really?
Yeah.
Bleed from his head. Yeah.
Well, I got to do some research.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing, too.
Right.
Not much research to do on a clown. That was fair. I was like, all right, it's easy.
I am not, in fact, a clown. I'm sitting there just
What was his, what was Brother Love Shop? Was it, what was the talk show that he did? Like, did he have,
that's a good point.
Like the Snake Pit and like Piper's Pit and the Body Shop?
I think it was just the Brother Love Show, I think.
Was it? I think it was a catcher name. That. Either way, I know what I'm going to do, but I will have the final confirmation tomorrow. I appreciate the slight amount of mercy.
Yes.
You could have gone for the juggler. You didn't.
Well, give me something that would have been...
Well, I mean, if you make me and Hoff become like the wild Samoans with, our bare chest out there for the whole world to see.
But you kind of took that off the table.
Well,
especially Hoff asking, basically begging mercy with his wife. I want to keep his marriage intact.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do Andre the Giant.
With the singlet?
Yes.
And who's the other one, though?
Hoff would have, that was just one of them. And I gave some thought. There was
Bobby the Brain Heenan?
No, Bushwhackers were in there.
I hated those cornballs. They were weak.
But there's really not much to it. Like, you could have come in.
Yeah. I mean, truth of the matter is, the fun thing with this, and even though I lost again, the fun thing is the makeup.
Yes.
That's where you get the dig.
That's the point. It was either body exposed for embarrassment, singlet, or whatever.
And I'm less worried. Yeah. I'm not worried, but I'm like, that bothers me less than Hoff, but I didn't really want to do that either.
You don't know if you want that out there.
I don't think my wife. I mean, his wife was like, don't do it. Yeah. I don't think Jen would care as much.
I don't want my body out there on digital, social media.
Me neither, but up to three, I think I'm more okay with my body being out there than your body.
That is true right now.
Not much.
I need some months to get into show.
I haven't touched the weight in 3 weeks since I ruptured something in the show. I went for the MRI yesterday, by the way.
How'd that go?
I mean, I have to go for the MRI on Monday. Not well.
Especially after the holiday and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Feel a little extra thick. I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, listen. Scale of 1 to 10, you said it was between an 8 and 9?
I thought 8, 9,
I actually think it's a little more benign from my perspective.
Okay.
And even from Hoff's, I that's mercy shown. I'm going to go with a 6.5, 7.
Really?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Sal. Thank you.
Well, it's...
Honestly.
It's tough to top Doink and Goldust.
Look where we're starting from.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. Hoff nailed it last year. All right. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. John is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
How are you, John?
Sal, I just wanted to agree with you on how the Mets are approaching their offseason. I'm not a Mets fan, but I do, I want them to do well because I think it's good for New York and good for baseball. But they can't sit here and say, hey, we have a good team. We made it last year. We have Juan Soto. Like, let's see what happens. And then the next year they say, okay, well, we're missing this. Let's do this. They have to go all in now. Like, I know Juan Soto is young, but the rest of the team isn't. Like, you have to do what needs to be done in order to win now because you don't know what the future holds. And also, I want your opinion. What is a successful Mets season look like?
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2025.
Hey, it's a great question, John, and thank you for the call. You nailed two things. Number one, last year was the punt year. You only get one punt. Now it's go time. That's it. I'm tired of I sat here, BT, and you fought and said, hey, you want this guy, that guy? I'm like, nope, I'm fine with punting this year. The punt happened to result in a major first down. Muff punt, recovered, they scored, got to the NLCS. Great punting season for the Mets. That's over. Now, no more. They got Juan Soto, the biggest free agent in the history of sports. There is no punting. So then to further that point, that not only do they need to do more because you don't punt anymore after signing Juan Soto, it's go time. The results, to me, anything less than a World Series win is going to be a disappointment. That's just the facts. It's a great reality. It doesn't mean you come on and yell and kick and scream and go nuts if they get to the World Series and lose, or if they get to the NLCS and lose a hard-fought series, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Hey, things happen in the postseason. The goal is to be in the postseason every year moving forward, or more often than not, with the realistic chance to win a World Series. And if you don't win a World Series, much like the Yankees, it is a disappointment no matter what. That's it. That's where the Mets should be. That, to me, is the highest compliment you could pay a franchise.
Okay, I get that. And that's what you guys are striving for. And I've always said that I respect that. That's what you guys should be striving for. But, man, like, so let's say you don't do anything else in terms of a big stick, and Soto has a big year, and Lindor is really, really good again, and Alvarez has a good year, and Vientos has a good year, follows it up again, and maybe one of the other two, whether it's Acuna or Beatty or Mauricio, they emerge, they prove to be very viable, and you get to the NLCS, and you lose to the Dodgers. I mean, come on, man.
I know, right, but still, you fall short.
You fall short, and, but I mean, how are you not?
All right, but you could say the same thing. Like, for me, from a Yankee fan perspective last year, yeah, it's great they made the World Series. Not good enough. You got to win the World Series. And I think that's a great thing to be able to have. Unfortunately for Mets fans, the idea of, hey, the little engine that could over-exceeding, that's over.
I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
That's not the little engine. Like, that's just the reality of some young players being young.
Right, I get it, but those days should be over now.
Okay.
Like, it can't be,
well,
hey,
then you better get another bat.
Like, last year, it felt like Mets fans wanted to throw a parade. I know there was some back and forth, you know, just because they got to the NLCS. It was a great year coming out of nowhere. Getting to the NLCS next year is just not good enough. Like, in season, it's going to be a fun run. Mm-hmm. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
You're thankful that you have a team that's competitive. But at the end, if it falls short of a World Series win, it's been a failure.
Well, let me boil it down this way. To me, like, so I was saying this about the Yankees. Like, hey, how many prime years do you have of Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole?
Yeah.
That was my thing going back to 2 years ago. You got to do some stuff. That's what I said. Hey, I hope the Yankees hemorrhage and bleed out so it's so embarrassing. Remember that? That Hal was so inspired because he's embarrassed to change this, and he got Soto. Didn't do enough. They fell short, whatever. They didn't go quite all in, but they obviously got to the World Series. I got news for everybody. You know, Lindor's prime is slowly ticking away as well. What's the difference? You know, literally outside of a couple of years, but he's in the middle of the diamond. What's the difference between how we view Lindor, what remains of his prime, and what remains of Aaron Judge's prime? Judge is the better player, but it should still be the same premise.
No, it is the same premise. It's go time. This is it. There's no more like building toward this or wait for this or that or this guy to develop. It's go time. Go try to win a World Series. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get more of your calls when we come back. My wife did text me. I guess she was listening to that last segment. Thankfully, we kept it clean. Did I ever tell you how, like, I'm very happy at home and everything is great and I love my wife.
Oh, yeah, you tell me all the time.
I'm just making sure that we get that
and
out
there.
And then
you tell me the truth.
She texted, she loved the Papa Shango brother love thing and saying Papa Shango was based on a voodoo is it practitioner or?
That's certainly a word, practitioner,
yeah, okay,
or practices. I mean, voodoo.
Yeah,
the practices of
whatever,
voodoo. No,
whatever,
not practitioner.
Whatever word she sent there. So, voodoo guy. Brother Love is, you know, he's based on a the church.
The Christian, the gospel. You know, so I've got a religious decision to tell me I got to make.
I don't know if it's easy.
An easy one.
I don't know if it's as easy as you think. Voodoo guy?
Well, for me, it's an easy one.
Okay.
That's an easy one. If we're going to lean on. So look at your wife going, she is smarter than you.
Yeah,
of course, she's got to take it five layers intellectually deeper than just two knuckleheads on the radio dressing up because they lost a bet. She's talking about voodoo and religion. There you go. All right, BT and Sal, back to the calls. 3RQ coming up, 888-808-1019. And by the way, how do you put up with this guy? How do you put up with him? You know what I mean.